Joining me here today is Lionel Fournier, CEO of Bitspread Financial Solutions. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You started off at financial engineering at Citibank, Credit Suisse. What brought you to Bitspread?
I've been spending my entire professional career running financial engineering at Credit Suisse for 10 years, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and recently at Citigroup, where I was running the financial engineering across all asset classes. So within financial engineering, you are designing the latest product, covering all the spectrum of clients, from hedge funds to pension fund insurance company, private banks, and other asset managers. So designing the best product according to the risk profile of the client, pricing it, executing it, and then pass it on to the trading book to manage the risk. What brought me to digital asset? Basically, it's simply the next frontier in terms of finance. We believe very much that digital asset is going to be the next asset class, with the potential to be an asset class of several trillions. So for a financial engineering person like me, it's very, very exciting to move to the next frontier.
And how is Bitspread being a sort of first mover in this area? What exactly does Bitspread do?
So Bitspread effectively is one of the pioneers in the asset management of digital asset. We were one of the first companies, where it was created in 2014. It was really one of the first companies starting to create and launch investment strategies around digital assets, targeting professional investors. So we have been extremely successful with, for instance, arbitrage strategy across various exchanges on crypto assets. And now Bitspread is at the next stage of their development. We have created a derivatives division called Bitspread Financial Solutions, where we design, basically where we host all the financial engineering and financial innovation around crypto assets. So the way we perceive ourselves, we are basically a leader in investment solutions, but also a marketplace where we have a platform called BlockBerry, where we, on one side, onboard all the professional investors, where they deposit their funds, being crypto asset, being a fiat currency, and then have access to the full range of our solutions, being on the asset management side or a bit more sophisticated, derivative-based investment solution and strategies.
What is important about Bitspread in terms of capital protection? And how is that progressing?
So, as part of our innovative process, basically we're launching a brand new innovation in the crypto asset, is that we created and are launching a capital protected strategies on linked to Bitcoin. So let me step back a little bit. Well, if you are a professional investor and want to get exposure to digital assets, currently you have a limited number of tools to get this exposure. One of the tools is simply to buy the digital asset like Bitcoin, Ripple, Ethereum, and so on. But you get upside exposure, but you get the exposure to the downside, and you can lose your entire capital. A lot of investors would like to make a first dip into digital asset, but are not comfortable, obviously, with the downside risk. So our goal was there to provide investors with some level of protection, and which basically lead us to create and launch this capital protection strategy. The way it works is that, let's say you have $100 to invest. So we'll take the $100 and invest $85 into safe corporate US bonds, okay, which are going to be segregated, and which are going to give you your 85% protection at maturity. So at maturity, after 2 years, you are sure to get back your 85, providing that the reference entity of the corporate bonds has not defaulted. Then with the remaining $15, we give you upside to unlimited upside to the appreciation of the Bitcoin using derivatives technology. So that's a completely different way to invest than buying a tracker or buying Bitcoin as a cash investment. The third way to invest is via managed strategies, being algorithmic strategy or actively managed strategies, and where we have some offering over on that side, yes.
And why do you think that cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology is going to be an asset class in the future? Asset class in the future. Why do you think it's the next frontier of finance?
So, our view is that crypto assets are here to stay and are going to become one of the major asset class in the future, with the potential of being several trillion, 5, 10, and even more trillions asset class, and that people, savvy investors, cannot afford to ignore this asset class and should start to basically get involved right now. So why? What are the various purposes that cryptocurrency can satisfy? The first one, if you look at Bitcoin, there is a case of saying Bitcoin may not be used in the future for payment on the blockchain, but can be used as digital gold, as a way to store value. Over the centuries, people have stored their wealth, and as a way to preserve your wealth, you were buying precious metal, being gold or being silver or other precious metal. With the new generation, which is tech savvy, you can perfectly see people storing their wealth into digital currency. If you look at Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency like Litecoin, the supply is limited, like gold or platinum or silver. You cannot, at any point, you will not have more than 21 million Bitcoin in circulation. So if you think that, yeah, you can have 1 trillion, 2 trillions of Bitcoin as a market cap, with no more than 21 million in circulation, then you can figure out what will be the value of Bitcoin. So that's one aspect of digital currency, the storage of wealth. But then you have another one, which is basically payments. So then I'm speaking about, so then it's associated to a technology which is transferring, executing and processing payments extremely, extremely quickly and in a very safe way. So currently, if you want to transfer money from Mexico to, I don't know, Russia and so on, basically it will follow a very complex network. With the blockchain technology, I mean, that type of transaction could be executed in a few minutes and could be safe and secured with proper recording. So that's going to be this payment part is going to completely transform the financial services as per se. So that's the payment. And there is another application, the third one, which is really linked basically to the technology on blockchain, which is called smart contract. So what is a smart contract? Basically, it's a digital representation of an asset, of something tangible. So for instance, a building can be a smart contract, basically. So where in your digital representation, you give all the description of your building, I mean, the surface, the location, the number of flats, and so on. And when instead, and basically all the surveys which have been done and so on, and what have been the previous owner and so on. And when you will transact this building, when this building is going to be sold to somebody else, that's going to be the digital representation, which is called a smart contract, which is been transacted to one investor to the other one. And that's a smart technology applied to blockchain. And that's a massive technological revolution which is underway. So that's another aspect. And then
the fourth
aspect, yes, is what we call security token offering, which is a way to raise capital through digital through token. So let's imagine you want to launch your company. You need to raise capital. So currently, well, you go through a venture capital, you go to private equity, and the next stage you do an IPO. With the STO, security token offering, you will sell in a digital way. You will create tokens which are a share of your company. Okay, and you will target investors like that in a very efficient way. So if you think about STOs, they may replace to some extent IPOs and may become the future way, one of the very credible alternatives to raise capital. So speaking about crypto assets, we saw four opportunities: storage of wealth, we saw payments, fast, efficient and secure payments. We saw also direct application through blockchain technology, which can and smart contract. And the fourth one is the way to raise money. So when you see all this aspect and how it's gonna disrupt our world and our economy, you start to have an idea of what is the opportunity around digital assets.
And given this opportunity, and given you offer strategies for investors to be exposed to this particular asset class in the future now, what are some challenges that are coming up at the moment, and how's regulation changing?
So that's a very, very good point. So one of the issues we're facing right now is the lack of regulation, the regulation being at its infancy, I would say. The situation as of today that the technology has been faster than the regulation, and effectively some countries are a bit more advanced in terms of regulation. Other countries are taking like a conservative approach, and we need this regulation to basically reassure investors that there are the proper process in place. That we do not accept, we check things like money laundering. We are sure that if you deposit digital assets in your custody platform, these assets are clean, that we do proper KYC, know your customer. And within BitSpread, we take regulation very, very seriously. So if you look at our group, BitSpread group, we are all around the world. We have our asset management division, which is based out of Singapore. We have applied for an asset management license with MAS, Monetary Authority of Singapore. The BitSpread financial division that I'm heading up is based out of London, with some trader in Singapore. We're currently operating under FCA appointed representative, so FCA being the UK regulator. And we have applied for a license as a broker dealer to operate really as a bank here as an investment bank here in the UK. We have also operation in the Cayman Islands for everything which are around of wrappers. Basically, we have some operational platform in, and some of the wrappers that we are proposing are being validated by the CIMA, which is a Cayman Island Monetary Authority. So we work basically with three regulators: the Singaporean regulator, the UK regulator, and the Cayman Island regulator. The technology is moving relatively fast. I mean, we see a lot of crypto exchanges being created. But if you look at the regulator, tells you that if you trade Bitcoins, Bitcoin is or Ripples, some of the exchange token, they are not regulated. They are neither a commodity nor an FX. So if you are an exchange, well, where you can transact this crypto, this token, you don't you don't need to be regulated, but some of these exchanges said we want to be regulated because we want to attract, we want to reassure investor, we want to attract traditional money, and we want to show this investor that it's safe to give us to transact on our exchange. The other big topic is custody, having a safe custody of digital asset. We all heard about exchanges being hacked, accounts being hacked. So you have, as of today, a lot of bright people, often team mixing people with a financial background or a regulatory background like me with people who have very, very smart cryptographer or technologist, who are creating state-of-the-art custody platform, extremely secured, extremely robust, to be able to hold your Bitcoin very, very safely in what we call the vault. So the technology is there. The infrastructure is being put in place progressively. And all this company, basically, they need a stamp from a regulator at some stage to say, yeah, you are regulated, it's safe. Then traditional investor will be reassured, and then you will start to see a flow of money coming from traditional pension fund, insurance company, asset manager, progressively moving to crypto asset. So one of the examples is we work, for instance, with a U.S. custodian, which is basically regulated by the New York regulator. So that's very, very important. The SEC has so far never given, I think, approval for a custodian.
But that's ideally the next step.
Exactly. That would be the gold, platinum, of regulation, yeah. Yes.
What are you personally super excited about when it comes to Bitspread, what you're doing at Bitspread, and the future of crypto?
I mean, it's effectively very, 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 very exciting. What we're building at Bitspread is very, very unique, I think. We are covering through a BlockBerry platform the entire chain of investment. So you come today, you have... So we only cover professional investors. So if you come to us today, the minimum investment is $100,000. You come to us, you can deposit your asset. We do the KYC AML. So the KYC means we do the background check on you, who you are, with your passport, your documents. Then we do the AML, which is the anti-money laundering process. We check where your assets are coming from, whether being digital asset or fiat currency. They convert to our platform. We have a custody agreement there with some asset partner in the US to hold this asset. And then you come to our platform and you will have then access to a full spectrum of strategies, being derivative-based strategies, being algorithmic strategies, being more tracker or fundamental strategies. And then you can choose to allocate from one strategy to another, to redeem, to subscribe. So we're covering the entire investment process of what a family office would do, what a professional high net worth individual will do in the crypto world. So that's very, very unique.
And for people interested in learning a little bit more about cryptocurrencies and blockchain and how to sort of build investment strategies around that, what would the takeaway message for you be?
So my view would be that crypto asset is going to be an asset class. So at some stage in your portfolio, being your pension portfolio or your trading portfolio, you will have exposure to crypto asset. So being It's worth to. I mean, I think you people can savvy investor cannot afford not to basically start to look at what crypto assets are, what are the technology behind it, what Bitcoin is doing compared to Ripple, compared to Ethereum, compared to EOS. So get basically familiar with the technology, the application of every single crypto asset. What are the the advantage of one crypto versus another one. What is the difference between Bitcoin and Litecoin? What is the difference between between Ethereum and EOS, for instance, which both are running a smart contract? So start to get interested in technology. Start to get invested in a small amount. As I was saying, there are currently three ways to invest. The first way is you buy the cryptocurrency yourself. You get exposure to the upside, to the downside, the same way that you will be buying a stock in your portfolio, except you buy a cryptocurrency with the technology on the back of it and with betting on the degree of adoption of this crypto asset. So that's the first way. The second way is through managed strategies. That's some of the strategy we're running, which are arbitrage strategy, which are absolute return strategy, so taking long short position, algorithmic strategy. So we have some very interesting offering there, but there are also other people who are also looking at that. And then the third one is is for people who are not comfortable with the downside protection, is effectively invest in some capital protected strategy like we propose. So like three ways.
And so you offer two of those three ways.
Yes, I mean we're not in the business, or we're not in the retail business. We're not in the business of offering tracker. I think you have people doing that very well. We're in the business of proposing, having a very exclusive offer, targeting high net worth individual, private banks, family offices, something which is really, really differentiating.
What do you think will come first? The regulators getting ahead of the technology and the implications? Or do you think institutions such as Citigroup, Bank of America coming in, starting to adopt?
I think for the crypto asset to be a recognized asset class, you need a combination of three factors. The first one is adoption of the technology. Okay. And you start to see it every day. You hear about Amazon, which is using now Litecoin for their payment process. You see Facebook thinking about creating their own coins. You see JP Morgan, who said, okay, we're going to create a stable coin. You start to see that there are applications in terms of payments. There are applications in terms of smart contracts in trade finance, for instance. So you have like big shipping company like Maersk, who are working on smart contracts. For instance, when you export goods from China to, let's say, Germany, for instance, if you export, I don't know, some type of machine or dishwasher, let's put that. So it's coming out the dishwasher is coming out of your Chinese factory, is going to the harbor, then you have the control there, and then it being shipped over, and then arrives to Hamburg in Germany, and so on. So you have an entire cycle, which currently is very manual, which is very paper intensive, and all that is going to be digitalized through smart contract. So that's a massive application. I mean, just like you look at like trade finance and shipping is a trillions industry. So that's very exciting. So that this technology is getting like concrete application in our today lives. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you want to see incumbent firm, and you mentioned the big names, big financial incumbents, entering that space. So currently, we have seen in the past 6 months some very interesting move with, for instance, Fidelity, who has created a Fidelity digital division. So Fidelity is, I think, like two trillions under asset under management, 7 trillions asset under custody. So when you have an incumbent firm like Fidelity moving in the crypto space and think, okay, we create a division dedicated to crypto asset where we propose investment product, where we propose custody and so on. It's a very positive news. And the other big news also is, for instance, BAKT, which is the initiative of ICE, ICE being the Intercontinental Exchange, which is the owner of NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange. And And ICE has partnered with Microsoft and Starbucks to create a crypto asset exchange, where basically you can transact crypto, offering custody, offering futures, so derivatives products. So that's also a very, very positive move. They are not ready yet, but they are waiting for the approval for the CFTC, so the US regulator. But having big incumbent firm making a move to the crypto asset is very interesting. So first thing, application of the technology. Second thing is having incumbent firms. And third thing is regulation. Effectively. So I don't think you will see the big investment banks like the Citi going mainstream on crypto without having the regulation in place. They will probably, what banks like that, the way that JP Morgan is doing, they may create their own stable coin, so their own token, to facilitate payments. And cash flow management inside their institution or with external clients. When it comes to do what we do, which is providing investment product using crypto asset as an underlying, I think we are. It's going to be probably a couple of years in the future, yes.
So you must be really excited to be a sort of first mover in the crypto derivative space. How does that feel?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we have been the first mover in terms of providing algorithmic strategies. Now we're the first mover in terms of providing capital protected strategies. However, we always have to reinvent yourself. If I take the example of the algorithmic strategies, the strategies that were working very well 1 or 2 years ago, where there were some very simple arbitrages across exchanges. You could buy Bitcoin at a lower price on one exchange and sell it at a higher price on another exchange. This type of arbitrage have nearly disappeared. I mean, the value, the premium has been really, really squeezed. So we are now in a phase where on this algorithmic strategy, we are launching the version 2.0 with more complex algorithm and trying, yes, to extract the premium of this new asset class. So we are always reinventing ourselves, whether it being on the derivative side with the derivative capital protected strategy or being on the asset management side with absolute return fund, with always the goal of showing something unique that nobody has done and which is very exclusive.
Well, great. Seems like there's a lot to look forward to in the future. And thanks for spending the time with us here today.
Thank you for having me.